The legendary storymaker and tale teller Hans Christian Andersen penned many an infamous character into life. Perhaps most beloved of these would come to be known as a particularly fierce and fishy young female firebrand and flaming redhead of Walt Disney fame, and one who is soon to be brought to life on screen yet again. The story of this bold and brazen beauty caught our eye as well. The following installment from Fireside Fairy Tales is our own adaptation of The Little Mermaid, a twisted interpretation we call Just a Quiet Girl. It was taped live in New York City on Sunday, May 26th, 2019.
I want to propose a toast. Thank you, Scott and Sebastian, for coming out tonight. I know I've been kind of MIA, but it's just so good to see you. Also, to my lovely girlfriend, Erica, who literally saved my life. Having everyone I love together here at the same table makes me happier than I've been in a long time. Cheers!
Cheers!
So good to meet you guys.
Yeah, I missed you, man. We both did. But we get it after the whole, you know, what happened. We all needed some time. I still get panic attacks every time it rains. Scotty thinks I'm overreacting, but Dr. Stevens says we all experience PTSD in different ways.
Dr. Stevens also says it's not a contest to see who has more PTSD.
If it was, I'd be the clear winner.
But there's no rain in the forecast tonight. Honestly, Ari, we're so worried about you.
Well, you can thank Erica. I owe her my entire life.
Oh, I don't know about that, but it's great to meet you guys. Put names to faces.
You too. Not that Ari told us about you after he fell off the face of the earth. How'd you guys meet?
Well, it's actually a crazy story.
Oh, Ari, I'm not sure that's such a great idea.
Mesdames et messieurs, les poissons. Who has the flounder?
Oh, moi, s'il vous plaît.
And the grilled octopus?
That's mine.
And the boiled crab stuffed with the breading.
That's us.
Bon appétit.
Mm. Oh, wow. This crab is so fresh. I feel like it's going to wander off my plate.
Next time, you got to try the eel. It's insane. Okay. Tell us the story.
Oh, so it all started the night
Ari, Sebastian has PTSD.
Oh, Seb will be just fine. We just want to hear the story.
Yeah, as long as we don't need to relive every single detail of the night of the...
So, it started the night of the crash. Thank you. It will be docking tomorrow morning back in the city that never sleeps. But until then, you're still on vacation. A quick announcement. Due to some unexpected precipitation, we've moved tonight's Fantasy Under the Sea party from the Lido deck to Club Triton's Ultra Disco Lounge. Oh, my goodness. I hope everyone brought their sea legs.
This is a code green. Would the crew please direct the passengers to their muster stations?
Ari, isn't a code green
probably a drill? Okay, folks, we're gonna take a quick break for this little safety drill.
Code green, this is not a drill. Code green.
And suddenly, everything was sideways. The hallway to safety became an endless tunnel. I watched it open up and swallow the panicked mob. Then a wave broke over the balcony and the ship started to slide in on itself. We rose higher and higher until I was looking down at nothing but the grinding black ocean. The few of us who were left clung to anything we could.
Sebastian! Don't let go!
Ari, my hand's slipping! Ari!
And just like that, I was sucked down into the churning void of the angry sea. There was nothing but swirling darkness and the excruciating pressure of my lungs begging for air. I thought, this is it, Ari. You're about to die, a 27-year-old piano player on a discount cruise line. And just when I'd accepted my fate, just as I could feel the invisible hand of death prying open my lips to force in the breath that would be my last!
And how is everyone enjoying the food?
Oh, it's very good.
Really great.
Is the gentleman all right?
I will have one more bottle of wine.
Right away.
So, where was I?
I believe you were graphically and gratuitously drowning.
And so I was. Until suddenly, strange arms enveloped me. pulling me up, up above the waves. Then I felt sand under me, and I took my first sweet life-giving breath. When I looked up, I saw a face. It was the most beautiful face. And I know it's weird, but I could have sworn I heard singing.
Right, because that's what it sounds like when your brain is so oxygen-deprived, you're just about to become a vegetable. And that's how we first met. Believe me, I could almost hear the ocean singing myself. I'd been working a double shift at the hospital, and our ER was way past capacity, and suddenly there was Ari, babbling and singing sea shanties.
But alive, since you saved me.
Sure. And then I committed insurance fraud. He was mostly talking nonsense, but I did get out of him that he was a musician and had truly terrible insurance. He was shaken up, but somehow completely stable, barely even a bruise. So I called the person in his phone marked Mom's, and no one noticed in all the chaos when she came and took him home.
And then he came back to the hospital to thank you? Aww.
No, he did not. I figured that was the last I'd ever see of him, which was too bad because I thought he was pretty cute, despite the seawater vomit residue on his chin.
And I really wanted to, but I was still seeing Ursula.
Oh God, that witch. Boops.
Guys, I know, but she and I have been together for a while, and... Okay, I'm sorry, but this story's gonna get a little dark for a second.
Darker than the night we almost died in a freak storm on a cruise ship that, in your words, slid in on itself.
Yes, but stay with me. So, my mom's gets me back to my place.
Okay, well, I'll just make up a little bed on the couch.
Oh, seriously, Moms, I'm fine. I just gotta call Urs and tell her I'm okay.
Oh, you're still seeing her?
Yes. We had a fight when I signed on for another cruise contract. And it's not like I talked to her about it first, which was all she asked. So let's not make Ursula the bad guy, okay?
Okay. But I'm not leaving you alone. You almost died.
I know, but I didn't. All I want to do is take a long, hot shower and go to bed. I'll call you first thing tomorrow and check in, I promise.
Fine. I love you. Don't forget.
I will. I mean, I won't. Be careful out there now.
It's just a little water. Call me first thing tomorrow.
Okay, Mom, what'd you forget? Hold on, I'm coming. Mom, you okay?
But it was not his mom.
Nope. No, it was not.
It was you?
No, I was at the hospital. There was an emergency.
So?
It was a naked woman.
Ew!
Well, actually, she was, you know, really. Yeah. And in fantasy, it would have been very cool. But in reality, it was actually incredibly disturbing.
So what did she say?
Nothing. But she was shivering and shaking so hard, I felt like I should at least let her in. Hey, what's wrong? Y'all right? Here, let me grab you a blanket. And she just sat there, staring at me, silent. Eventually, she pointed to her mouth and kind of half-smiled and shook her head. She couldn't speak.
Oh, that is creepy.
It should have been. But as I was wrapping her up and bringing her tea, I felt this sense of calm settle over me.
How'd you know she wasn't totally insane?
I don't know. I just knew. I guess I wanted to help her so badly that it made me forget what I'd just been through. Can I call someone, or you understand what I'm saying, right? Oh, okay, good. Can you tap once for no and tap twice for yes? Yes, great, all right. What happened to you? Where are your clothes? Right, that's probably a little more than yes or no, isn't it? Well, did someone hurt you? Should I call 911? Okay, no police, all right. Have we met? You look so familiar. I thought maybe we knew each other from the ship. As the shock wore off, it started to become harder and harder to recall any details, so I just kept asking her questions. From what I could tell, she wasn't in danger. She had family nearby, but she couldn't contact them, and it seemed like she just needed shelter from the... Eventually, we both just drifted off to sleep.
That's beautiful. What was that? Oh, right. You know, it kind of reminds me of this one song. Do you know that one? No? She's just a quiet girl. Ella Fitzgerald. She's one of my favorites. Do you like it? Cool. Very cool. Do you have an... Oh, of course you do. What's your name? Maybe I can guess it. Jessica. Beth? Maybe Geraldine? Okay, okay. What if I just call you... Ella? Just until I can guess it. Okay, Ella for now.
That's beautiful, Ari.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Sorry, the walls here are paper thin. My neighbors can hear everything. Oh, that's my girlfriend. Let me grab that. Whoa, 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 careful. Hey, Urs.
Boo!
Yes, but let us all keep in mind, I'd been in a violent shipwreck that was all over the news, and instead of calling my girlfriend, I'd spent the night with...
some random woman who won't talk and for some reason is wearing your clothes.
Only because when she got here, she was totally naked. And I know how that sounds, but...
Oh!
Okay, all right. You seem really upset.
I'm fine. Don't make this about me. Because seriously, this is the last thing I need right now. I told you not to take another cruise contract. I told you I needed to focus. I take the bar in 3 days, and the storm has totally flooded my building, and I have no electricity or hot water, so I'm absolutely disgusting. And now my boyfriend, who I thought was dead, which would have really ruined everything, is hanging out with some homeless, probably insane, naked girl.
You told me not to call you until after that you took the bar.
Are you an idiot? I think this counts as extenuating circumstances. Why are you...
Oh, Ari, everything cool in there?
Yeah, Tony, it's all good.
Stay out of this, Tony.
Okay, how about I run downstairs and grab us some breakfast? You can take a shower.
You have hot water?
Yeah, then Ella and you and I can sit down and...
Who's Ella?
Well, that's Ella. It's kind of a placeholder name.
Oh, my God. I'll be in the bathroom. Get her out of here. And don't get me anything with gluten or soy.
Sorry about that. She's been under a lot of pressure these last 3 years. I'm just gonna run out. You want something with no gluten or soy? Yeah, me neither. Okay, Urs, I'll be right back.
Oh my God, how long is this part?
Ursula is the worst.
Was the worst. I was only gone for a second. What the hell? You're getting water everywhere. My landlord's gonna kill me. Urs? Ella? Oh my God, Ursula! But I don't remember. I barely remember anything from that night. It's all just flashes, seeing Ursula lying there, Ella bent over her, holding her, desperately trying to help,
It was too late. By the time she got to the hospital, there was nothing we could do. From what we could tell, she'd slipped, hit her head, and drowned in just an inch or two of water.
Wait, she's dead, and you didn't call us?
She was our friend!
I'm sorry. But after Urs died, I started to, I don't know, lose time. Sometimes I'd wake up and forget she was gone. Moms wanted me to see a doctor, but even the idea of being out in the world started to terrify me. I just kind of had to shut myself up in the apartment for a while.
I can't believe you had to go through all of this alone.
Well, I wasn't alone. I was with Ella. I don't know how I could have gotten through it without her. She was so kind. She took care of me just like I'd taken care of her. My life before she arrived started to just slip away, all the pain and stress and grief. And I knew if I could just keep the world out and stay inside with her, I'd be okay. What do you think, Ella? Should we go for a walk, hit the town? Good. Good. It looks like rain anyway. You want to stay in and watch every movie musical ever made? Yeah, me too. The days and nights started to blend together. It suddenly seemed ridiculous that I'd ever even wanted to...
Leave the house!
3 months since the accident, and I know it didn't help when you lost Ursula, rest her beautiful soul, but I don't think it will come as a shock that I didn't exactly love her, and neither did your father, or anyone else. She was not the one.
Who wasn't the one?
Ursula! Come on, Ari, listen to me. You can be sad because, yes, it was terrible, but this is life, honey. Terrible things happen.
What terrible things? You can't just barge into my apartment and start yelling at me.
Are you kidding me? You've been so odd on the phone lately when you even answer. And after everything that's happened, I worry about you just sitting in here alone all day.
No, I'm not alone. I'm with Ella.
Which I am not comfortable with at all. Are you sure she's not mentally ill?
Ella would never hurt me.
How could you possibly know that?
I just know, Mom. She listens to me. She takes care of me. She's my friend.
Just a friend?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I have to ask, with the two of you living together.
No, Moms, stop. Why do you always assume something weird or illicit is going on? Ella's my friend. She's like a little sister, or... Yeah, I can't explain it.
Well, are you sure she sees things the same way?
Yes, we completely understand each other.
What was that?
Ella, are you okay? Hold on, let me just go check on her.
Oh!
Whoa, Ella, what the hell?
Oh my God, Ari, you're bleeding!
No, I'm fine. She didn't mean to. It's your fault. You upset her.
Well, I'm not leaving you here with a crazy woman, Ari. She's going to...
Ella, no!
Ari, you okay?
I'm calling the police!
No! Get out! I need to be alone. I need to be alone with Ella.
No, I'm calling them now.
Mother, stop.
Hello, this is Lena Kessler. I'm at 654 Kingston Street. I'd like to report a break-in by an unstable vagrant in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. Ari!
I told you not to. I told you to leave us alone.
Ari, please! Get her off of me!
Why didn't you just leave us alone? I just wanted to be with Ella.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Ow!
Ari!
Help!
This is Kessler. I hear you. Hold on.
Oh, my God. Hey, Ari! Don't just stand there. Get her off!
I don't want to think what could have happened if Tony hadn't been listening.
Your mom's going to be fine. She broke her hip during the incident, and her throat's pretty bruised, but she's awake. You might want to give her a little space.
But she's okay?
Yes. Did you talk to the detective?
I made a full statement. I'm so ashamed, I just froze up. I'll never forgive myself.
Hey, no, what happened to you? Disengaging, freezing up. It's common when you're suffering from... You've been through a lot, more than a lot. I'm sorry, you don't remember me, do you?
Oh no, I do. I almost said it was nice to see you, but you know.
Yeah, we have to stop meeting like this. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was so inappropriate.
Yeah, it was. But you kind of saved my life, so.
I have to go. I'll check on you later, if you want. We can go talk to your mom together, if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you, Dr. Shapiro.
Erica.
Thank you, Erica.
And later, he came by the hospital and asked me out for coffee, and we went on a few dates, and...
I became myself again. Maybe even a better version of myself. Being with her opened the world up to me again. She made everything seem possible. Which is why...
Wait, hold on. What happened to the girl?
Is she locked up somewhere?
We really don't know. When the police got there, she was gone. They never found her.
Wow. That is really beyond scary.
What if she comes back?
No. After everything that happened, I still know Ella would never do anything to hurt me.
Yeah, we're still working through the whole Stockholm Syndrome thing.
Honestly, since Erica and I have been together, I don't think about her. This is the most I've even talked about it. But I feel so much better having gotten it all out there. And now it won't seem crazy when I do what I'm about to do.
Ari, what are you...
Dr. Erica Shapiro, you have saved my life.
Ari?
And you've given me a life that's truly worth living. A life with you. Marry me?
I don't know what to say.
Oh my God, yes!
Yes! Yes, it's crazy, but yes.
Felicitations. Champagne on the house. Monsieur, are you all right?
Sorry, it's just the rain.
Congrats, Ari and Eriko. We have to go. Come on, honey, breathe. It's just a tiny little bit of...
So, should we try for a spring wedding or wait until next fall?
I don't care. I'd marry you tomorrow.
Hey, Ari, I have to ask you something. Whenever we meet anyone, why do you always tell them I saved your life?
Because you did.
Okay, but do you mean that in a romantic, you saved me kind of way, or do you actually think I, medically speaking, saved your life?
Both.
Yeah, I think being there for your recovery has been important, but...
No, I'm talking about the night of the shipwreck.
I don't think putting a blanket on you and sneaking you out of the hospital really counts as saving a life.
Oh, no, not at the hospital. When you were there, you pulled me out of the ocean, gave me CPR.
But I wasn't on the scene. That must have been one of the first responders.
What are you talking about? I remember you. There was definitely a woman. She was not an EMT, and she pulled me onto the beach, sang to me. Oh, that had to be you. It was you.
No, I was working the whole time at the hospital, and I definitely wasn't singing.
Oh, well, I guess my mind's still all over the place. Huh. Well, it doesn't matter. We're here now, and I have never been happier.
Yeah, same. I love you.
I love you too. I really do.
Did you hear that?
Did we lock the door?
I think someone's in the house.
Yes, Erica, I think it might be. It's okay, Ella. Hi, where did you go?
She has a knife, Ari.
I see it, but she won't hurt me. Will you, Ella? No, see? We're okay. It's so good to see you. You look so cold. Are you crying?
Ari, we need to call the police.
Just let me talk to her. I just need to talk to her.
No, you don't. Ella, hey. Ella, you care about Ari, right? And you want him to be happy, yes? I know. I know you do, because you love him. You love him, don't you? So do I. I love him too. And we are so happy together. Aren't we, Ari, to tell her?
We are. I am. I love her, Ella. I love her. I'm so sorry.
Will you let us be happy? Please. Will you please let him go? Away?
Yes. I like the storm. She's gone.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
Oh, I know. I just know.
Was Just a Quiet Girl. The cast featured in this episode includes James Reeser as Ari Kessler, James Kleinman as Sebastian, Michael Pate as Scott, Casey LaForest as Erica, Alan LaForest as the French waiter and the intercom voice, Ali Silva as Ari's mother, Mrs. Kessler, Mary Murphy as Ursula, David Linton as the neighbor Tony, and Ella was played by Casey LaForest and Ali Silva. Just a Quiet Girl was written by Liz Leiser and Casey LaForest and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score is improvised and performed by Nico Slater. Our sound effects designer and engineer is Greg Russ. Technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Brontis Shane Orengo. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Just as those tale-tellers and yarn-spinners of yore, we, the small band of storytellers and history-makers of Fireside Mystery Theater, work very hard to bring you deliciously dark and delightful audio entertainment. But we do need your help to sustain this eerily wonderful thing we love and to enable our Fireside Flames to grow. Consider becoming a Patreon patron of the show. For a dollar or two or more a month, you could provide vital support for what we do, and you'd help us achieve our future goals. Not only will your patronage garner our undying gratitude, we've got some special perks for it too. A postcard from Sunken Harbor, exclusive discounts on our merch, a personalized audio thank you from a cast member, a sweet limited edition lapel pin, a podcast shout-out, exclusive content. There are fantastic rewards for all different monthly sustainer levels. Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater. Or just follow the link from our website. Dearest listeners, we are ever so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. A great big thank you shout out to a longtime fan to our Fireside Flames, Heather Donahue. Heather, we are so grateful to you for your amazing support and friendship over these many long years. And now you are a Patreon patron too. You have us over the moon with gratitude. Your Fireside family loves you. If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, I suggest you remedy that immediately. It's ever so easy, just as it is easy to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you are Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook inclined, do be sure to follow us at Fireside Mystery. We'd love to hear from you. Sunday, September 29th at 5 p.m. Well, sounds like a very important date, doesn't it? 'Cause it is! Don't miss the first live podcast taping of our brand new Fireside Mystery Theater season. Again, that's Sunday, September 29th at 5 p.m. at New York City's own Palace of Variety, The Slipper Room. Tickets available soon at slipperroom.com or via the links on our website. Coming up next from Fireside Mystery Theater, there's nothing funny and everything to be feared about our exciting take on one of the most infamous of all fairy tales. Tune in to our next Fireside Fairy Tale, Something Blue. If there's a moral to any of these age-old tales, dear listeners, well, you know it's to mind the shadows.